Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mixed. The lowly wheat market is putting a few gains on today, more specifically Chicago wheat, but it's only about 6 cents off of the low of the week that it made after washing out the Chinese wheat sale, which may have not been because of price or not wanting it, because they can't get it out of the Pacific Northwest. Heavy rains keeping some of that wheat from getting to port and exportable routes. And so that could be part of it, and they'll be back for it yet. We shall see. Corn fractionally lower. No Chinese announcements today. There's been these rumors that they are, but corn's up because corn's solid this week. Good grind for the ethanol. Solid export numbers. It's up on its own. It doesn't need China, so to speak. So it's currently off 0.75 cents, 4.43¾ cents. May off 0.75 cents, 4.51½. Soybeans down on the day, made its low overnight, technically went back to an interesting valuation on the March contract, just under 1060. It's called the 78% Fibonacci retracement of the October low. And so we're trying to find some legs here all day. March, the January beans down 2¼, 1050. March off 1¾, 1060¼. March is now the most active contract trading. The January options will expire next Friday. May beans, they're down 2 cents, 1071¼. Now, the wheat trade has Chicago up 2½, 5, 10¼, but she's down on the week substantially. Kansas March wheat, which was up a dime yesterday, down a penny today, 5.16. Minneapolis adding to yesterday's gains, March up 3 cents, 5.76. May up 3¼, 5.86¼. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. On the livestock futures, sharply higher today. We do have a cattle on feed report out after the close. Looks like on feed about 98% of a year ago. Placements, 92%. Marketing is, though, kind of poor at 88% because they don't have anything to sell. The boxed beef market today, strong, up $3.61. Choice, $3.6089. Select gaining $3.57, almost matching the gains on choice. We're at, what is the select here? $3.4754. The board sharply higher. December cattle up $2.10. Looks like Texas might get their 232 offers. We'll see. That's at 230.52 right now. Feb cattle up 250, 230.90. That's about a buck 20 off the morning highs. April cattle up 205, 230.20. Feeder cattle, January up $6.05. Got up to 347.45. Now we're 346.30. Basically plugging the gap that it had lower back in November. That was a technical target they were looking for. It got there ahead of the report today. The March feeder is up 540 at 340. The April's gaining 490, 338.07. August up $4.75, 335.35. Over on the hogs today, February gaining 40 cents, 84.52. April up 22 cents, 89.17. In the metals, we went into the stratosphere today on the silver market. Got up to $67.68. Currently up $2.04 at $67.26. Gold up $14 an ounce. No new all-time highs there. We're at $4,378. Bitcoin, December contracts climbing $2,265 to $87,085, while the Ethereum contract up $172 to $2,956. Crude oil, third day in a row higher today. We're up 75 cents on the February contract, $56.75. Gasoline, February up a penny a gallon, $1.71¾, while diesel fuel just up a half a penny, $2.12¾. Any questions? You can always find us, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.